All right, our guest in the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, film critic with the Greenville Herald Banner and the Rockwall Herald Banner. Alice, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk first of all today about The Jungle Book. And I have seen previews of that, and that it just looks spectacular in the previews.
It is, and amazing because it has one actor, one person. Hmm. The rest of it is, I don't know, the future of film. They don't need anybody because they have cartoon voices for the animals. The animals are all digitally created. The scenes, the forest, the jungle, it's all gorgeous, very interesting. It's all digitally created. So it really is an animated movie with a young boy called Neil Setti, and he's 12 at the time of the movie, and he hadn't done anything before, so they checked a lot of people out, and he was the one that got the part, but he's the only human.
Are there any well-known actors who do the voices of the animals?
Yes, they are. Mostly Bill Murray is, he's the bear Baloo,
Which
was in the first one. And they sing the song, The Bear Necessities.
Yeah.
It's not really a musical. There are a couple of musical numbers. Christopher Walken plays the orangutan known as King Louie. And he sings such as he can sing.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great choice. And Ben Kingsley, he's one who's in Sir Ben. He plays the panther. And It's the 1967 musical animated film is what inspired this, and they kind of stuck to that. There had been a live action one with Jason Scott Lee done in the 90s, and it went all back into the city and had all kinds of other people. This one is actually, they say, it's paying homage to the stories of Rudyard Kipling, not just the original Jungle Book, but they're only in the jungle in this one.
And so am I right that adults are going to enjoy this just as much as kids?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, it's so well done. It's exciting and very clever. And it's just, you think you're really in the world. And also, it's worth seeing in 3D, and there aren't many that are.
Mm-hmm.
They really do great things with it. The picture seems to surround you. You feel like you're in that jungle.
It did tremendous box office the first weekend.
It deserved it. It should have. And it's kind of, I mean, Disney can't lose, so there they are again.
Right. We're talking with Alice Reese, film critic with the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. Now, on the other hand, is a movie called Criminal with one of my favorite actors, Kevin Costner. But so far, the notices have not been so good.
No, he's the best thing in it. He plays a hardened criminal. He's so hardened that they have to keep him in chains within his solitary confinement. He can't even get out of the chains then to get his meals or whatever. They stick things through, and they're just afraid that he's going to break through the chains. For some reason, this is done in movies all the time, but they decide to take the memories, the brain, from another guy who happens to be a CIA agent played by Ryan Reynolds and put it in the brain of this convict because, they figure he had a blank slate up there because he was injured as a baby, and so it's logical.
Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones is known as Dr. Franks, and he does this surgery, and are they kidding or are they being Frankenstein? I don't know. It's a spy story that is just all over the place. It is great bad. It is funny. It is so bad.
Wow. And then there's a movie called The Huntsman Winter's War. I have seen previews of this, and it's sort of in the genre, I guess, of Game of Thrones.
It's actually a sequel for the Snow White and the Huntsman, was they made two movies a couple of months apart that were both about Snow White. This was the one that had Charlize Theron, and she died at the end of it, so it was kind of surprising. She's back. But this is a prequel and a sequel, and it is getting panned terrifically. However, when I saw it, I've never seen such a rapt, attentive audience. The people were enthralled. There's something very much like the Frozen character of Elsa in the Disney cartoon, because there's an ice queen, and she's played by Emily Blunt, and she's the sister of the Charlize Theron. That's the wicked and the good queen. And then they both turn bad.
Well, it sounds like this may be one that the audience loves it. The critics don't like it, but the audience will enjoy it.
The critics have been, it's got 16% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, so that's pretty bad.
That's not good.
But I didn't see that many problems with it. They looked like they were watching the Hunger Games to me.
Thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us again. And Alice Reese is the film critic with the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.